Trading cattle for a living just ain't for the faint of heart. Now, I'm kind of the opinion that if the government would just put a good cattle buyer in charge of our foreign trade and then pay him on a commission, our trouble would be over. Better yet, use two traders and let them compete for who makes the best deals. You know, competition's what keeps their motor running. The money's just secondary. It's just how they keep score. Most of them got nerves of steel and a banker with an ulcer. There's a couple old boys I used to trade with a few years ago that, man, they really illustrate my point. You see, Jack and Dave are both in a nursing home now, but in their day, they cut a pretty wide swath in the cattle business.